so.
You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. Now, if you love films, you know that you always have to go to the TIFF Bell Lightbox.
Absolutely.
All kinds of incredible stuff there. And they are launching a new programming initiative. It's called Soundtrack Sundays. It's a free musical showcase that explores music and film as a critical and dynamic part of the storytelling process. And coming up this Sunday, November 25th, from 3:30 until 5 p.m., it's the Ingmar Bergman edition now. Of course, Bergman, if you know his films, you know, it's always visual. But as well, music plays a very, very key component in his films. And this coming Sunday, award-winning Japanese, German, Canadian soprano Teya Kazahara will be performing and tell stories about how Bergman has influenced her work. And wouldn't you know it, she is in the studio right now with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us how you became involved in this, first of all.
In Soundtrack Sundays or opera?
Well, let's go. We'll get to the opera bit in a bit.
Sounds great. Well, I was asked by Amanda here to participate and to sing some of my arias that I have in my repertoire and to share my artistic practice. And then we'll be doing a little bit of an interview after at the Soundtrack Sundays.
And Adam, did Amanda go to your concerts? Is that how she knows you?
She knows me through, I think, the wider community, music community, with different colleagues of mine, Jeremy Dutcher being one of them, and how she found me.
So I'm curious about Bergman. Has that really influenced your career?
Absolutely. Actually, it was the moment.
Really?
Yes, it was the moment. When I was 15 years old, I saw this film, The Magic Flute, from 1975 that he made. Yeah. I was at the UBC Summer Music Institute that summer and being exposed to opera for the first time from different master's students and undergrad students participating. And then we watched this film on a large screen down in the basement where they teach music theory. And I just fell in love with the form. It was exquisite to see this art form come together, like bringing so many things together, lighting and costume and music and storytelling and this drama. And you could see it so close up, their faces of not only the audience, but of the performers. Yeah. It just blew my mind. And I was like, that's what I want to do. And one day I hope I get to do that. And
Here we are.
Here we are.
And it's funny, it suits you so well, knowing you and knowing your performances and singing with you. It suits you so, it really is your vehicle, opera.
Thank you.
You know, it's just amazing, and your voice is huge. Thank God you've got the opera vehicle for you. That's all I can say.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, let's go down that path. How did you become involved in opera? When did you decide, you know what, this is what I want to do?
So it was that moment.
That moment,
basically.
But before that, how did you get in to the facility and such?
Well, I always wanted to be in a rock band. But,
fantastic.
She's edgy.
Yeah, I didn't really have the friends who could play those instruments at that time, and I didn't really have a rock or a pop voice. I sang in the choirs. I played saxophone at my high school, and I played sports, and so I tried out this workshop at UBC. And
lo and behold,
it was opera, right? And that stole my heart that day.
Wow.
So when you made your first sound, did that feel, whoa, where do I put this? Where do I go with this?
Oh, I think it was a bit more inspirational at that moment. You know, my voice wasn't as big as it is today.
Of course.
At that moment,
sure.
But I found a teacher who was doing her master's degree at the university. And so I studied back in my hometown. And then I went to UBC. I was 18 years old. I knew my track. I was like, I'm going to become an opera singer.
Wow.
18.
Yep.
Wow.
At 18, that's pretty good.
But you went down the
choral. I don't know any 18-year-olds who would be that dedicated.
Yeah. Hello.
Including myself. Well, all right. Yeah.
It's putting my hand up there.
Yeah, we exist.
I know you do. That's great. So what are you going to be singing on Sunday?
It'll be a variety of things. I'm definitely will be singing De Helle Rache, the famous aria of The Queen of the Night from The Magic Flute.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then some other arias that I'm working on that's in my repertoire right now. So Sola Perduta Abbandonata from Manolo Sco, Puccini. Mm-hmm. Some Lady Macbeth arias from Verdi's Macbeth. And maybe Esclarmonde.
Maybe.
Oh. Yes, we'll see what I see how I feel in the day.
Oh, there you go.
So you're still a very young singer. Where do you get a sense of where your voice is going to go, how it's going to evolve?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey these past few years. I switched teachers, switched technique. So I've been exploring bigger repertoire, more dramatic coloratura, soprano repertoire, and I hope it'll just keep evolving and growing because those roles are so rich and so exciting, and musically and dramatically.
And you have to be so careful during the process that you don't ruin your chops.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I've just developed like a greater sense of what my body can do and just knowing. It's like, okay, I need to try this to see if that shoe will fit.
Sure.
And if it doesn't, you know, pull back and then reassess.
Well, here, I have two opera singers right here, so I'm going to ask this question. You mentioned changing technique. How difficult is that? I mean, like Jean alluded to, I mean, you could damage your instrument.
True. Very true.
Is it extremely difficult to go on a new tack?
Oh, I would think so, because it's not only learning a new technique, it's unlearning
old
habits, you know, and what you've already relied on for so many years.
Yes, and not beating yourself up along the way.
Yeah, and being patient with yourself, being kind to yourself to unlearn and to let that happen almost subconsciously, because it just takes time.
Sure.
Because there's so much muscle memory.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And to be honest with yourself.
Right.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
Can I sing this rep? I don't know.
Yeah, but you'll never know unless you try, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's why I make Jean sing Wagner every morning.
It's a good warm-up for the day.
Oh, especially in the morning.
It's a great warm-up. Well, Taya, I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
As they say, break a leg at Sunday's performance.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking to Japanese-German-Canadian soprano Taya Kasahara, and she will be singing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox this coming Sunday, part of their Soundtrack Sundays. And this Sunday from 3:30 until 5 p.m., it's the Bergman edition. As well, there's going to be a little interview going on as well. So if you want to check this out, and why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. Clear the calendar. Get down to this. Go to, you want to get tickets and more information, go to www.tiff.net.